Man, it's great to have this young lady across the way from Talk a Little Bison, girls track and field, Coach Tara Peterman. Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
You bet. I thought you were gone this week.
Ah, decided not to leave town. Yep. Well, we love it too much here.
Well, good. I'm glad you came by, had a chance to come on by. You know, as we talked with Coach Sugaru, it's, first of all, good first week with the girls, Bison girls, and as head coach, it's no different. Now you were assistant coach for many years, so it's kind of nothing's changed, has it?
A little bit more bookwork type of stuff,
okay.
But otherwise it's been pretty good. I'm just glad to get started, not the worrying part of it anymore.
There you go. There, of course, all the decisions go through you now. When you were an assistant last year, maybe you just recommended them, and of course Coach May had to kind of do all that, but now it's all on you now, right?
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I love being reminded of that.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's going to be a little learning curve, but I've had a few coaches that have been helping me out.
Oh,
so
no question,
great.
You will do fantastic. How are your numbers, freshmen to the senior class this year?
Oh, we have a total of 28 girls, so a little bit smaller, but it's still a pretty good number, especially mm-hmm. with who we got coming back. There'd be some pretty good point scorers for us. Pretty young. Got a lot of freshmen and sophomores. Junior group has never been really all too big. Mm-hmm. Convinced a few seniors to go out that haven't been out before, just because I felt like we needed some really good leaders, and they're going to do a great job. They're going to learn a lot along the way, but, just for – that leadership aspect, they're gonna be wonderful.
Hey, you lost some seniors that scored a lot of points for a lot of years, didn't they?
We sure did. Bortner is gonna. She was a big loss. We lost a lot of sprinters.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big group, but I think these seniors are going to fill the spots pretty well. We still got, like Emma Cappell. She's gonna score quite a few points, and Jaylee Walgren. You can put her in anything. And I think Breckengale has come a long ways, and those. I just hope they don't check out early. That's the one bad thing about coming into spring sports is a lot of those seniors. They're just like, we're done. Mm-hmm. We're ready to be done. So hopefully we can hold them in there long enough.
You mentioned Emma and Brecken middle. Those girls have been outstanding in middle distance and distance last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, they've. When we were around for cross country, they did a great job there. They've put in a lot of work. Brecken's coming from basketball. She's going to be, pretty in shape already. Mm-hmm. She didn't come out of the game too often, I saw. And then Emma's been working really hard in the off season, so I'm expecting really good things from them.
That's great. And then you mentioned Jaylee as well. Hurdles, I'm sure she'll high jump a little bit, and she'll be on some relays too.
Oh, yeah. She is one of those kids. She's so versatile. You could literally put her in anything, and she'd score points. Mm-hmm. Last year, we're just like, we have a good chance of making a run for some points at state if you run the 4x8. And, she was terrified. But she came in, and she ran. And, she did give you that look of – and the talk of, I'm never doing that again, that was mm-hmm. horrible, but we talked her into it again, and she came out with some hardware at state, so I think she was okay at the end, but you could put her in anything, and she'd do well.
Yeah, you ask a lot of these track kids over the years, and it's like, do you want to run in a quarter, run in a half? It's like, do I really want to do it? No, but you do it for your team, and when you make it to a state meet and you place it at a state meet, it makes it that much better, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Track is one of those, it's kind of a weird sport and where, it is individual, but in the end, you're trying to convince them that this is a team thing and, whatever's best for the team, especially when you get to those relays. Trying to convince them that you can do it and, it's going to be uncomfortable. Those aren't fun races mm-hmm. by any means, but, they're exciting races. Everybody loves to watch them, but... running in them. I was there back in the day. They're tough ones. So, I give anybody props that's willing to go out there and, basically put themselves through torture.
And if folks that don't know Coach Peterman, back in her day, relay specialist, you had great years, and I'm sure you enjoyed the 4x1 and the 4x4 and the 4x8, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. The relays are fun. That's a lot of times what spectators stay for at the end of the meet. Everybody loves the relays, the adrenaline that comes with them. Then I think it is the way to feel like this is a team thing and it's not all on you. Like for some, it's kind of a comfort thing because it's not, just you out there. Everybody's watching. So That was kind of what it was for me anyways.
Did you have the same reaction that I did when you heard that Alliance was hosting districts?
If yours was upset and already tired, then yes, I did have the same response. I was like, oh, it's so far away.
Exactly.
We have to leave
right.
So early.
Yeah.
Maybe Nichols would be nice and let us stay up there the night before.
he's probably listening, or he might be listening. We'll see. You might hear about that on Monday.
Yeah, well, there you go, Nichols. Here's my shot.
You mentioned losing seniors sprinters. I mean, you've got to replace that cord a lot, don't you?
Yeah, we'll have some young girls that'll kind of fill in a few spots, but it's not going to be quite as sprinter heavy. Haley Smalley will be back, which will be nice. I mean, she was hurt very early on in the season last year, and she absolutely loves track. Like, just listening to her talk about how excited she was for the season to get going, and then watching her, you know, take those first couple laps in our warm-ups, I'm like, oh, she's looking good. She's pretty quick, so pretty excited to see what she can do.
Yep, and you got a great coach and staff. I know boys and girls kind of sharing some coaches a little bit, but otherwise you got some others that have been with the program and staying with the program, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a little different. We thought specializing in, you know, especially field events, having one person coach a certain thing would be kind of nice. We do have Hosek was nice enough to come back, and, you know, he brings some of the experience, which I'm very, very grateful for that he decided to stay, because he kind of wanted to be done, but he didn't think that it was fair to have just me with a whole new staff. So shout out to that guy. He's an amazing guy. But yeah, we're bringing in Coach Marvin, which the girls loved in basketball. Mm-hmm. He brings a great calming type of energy. He's super patient. Love him to death. And then Sestock, he's a young guy that had quite a bit of success in high school too, and he's helping out with high jumps. So and then we got Tyson Carr. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's, you know, Bison alum. He'll be helping out with pole vault. So yeah, we got a lot of new coaching staff as well. It's all going to be young, just all across the board.
Well, I know that first week last week, just getting things started a little bit. I know things will probably pick up a little bit next 2 weeks, and that UNK indoor will be here, not this next week, but the week after that, won't it?
Yeah, it's crazy because you're like, oh, I want to talk to you. And I'm like, I don't know what we're going to talk about because I haven't even had half of my team yet, because
right.
I gave the basketball and the swimming girls. They just got off, you know, a long winter mm-hmm. season just last week. And I'm like, you know, take the week to, you know, get your head in the right spot, give your body a little break. You know, by the end of the season, we want you in it, not ready to be done. So I think the break was necessary. But yeah, it's the end of the season is going to be here. Spring flies by.
It sure does. You bet. And of course, it's always fun that a lot of these meets, you meet up with your rivals, with the Gothenburgs and the Holdridges, the conference teams, the Lexingtons, and you see some of the Panhandle teams, the Sydneys, and teams like that, who always bring back a lot of good girls too, don't they?
Oh yeah, you know, like long-standing teams. But we look at our history, and I also think, you know, we have a great line of competition. So I mean, it's fun to go down to some of those places and see some of them, because it's like, you know, we can hang with them. We're a good standing team too. So
you bet. And we'll cross fingers, like we were talking earlier, that Mother Nature can be kind. We're always watching that weather every single day. You guys are. What's it going to be like for practice? What's it going to be like for a meet? Every day it's the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Shugs makes fun of me all the time, but I am just the biggest baby about cold weather. So we're hoping for some nice weather this year. And, you know, not having much all winter kind of makes me a little nervous.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah, we just don't want another, what was it? A few years ago, we had the season of wind and fire.
Yeah.
It's like that was a little scary. So hopefully we're just going to have some nice weather, you know, outside sports, you never know.